Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana. Thanks for joining us for today's Best of Intelligent Medicine episode. While I take the weekend off to celebrate my birthday, and thanks, folks, for your outpouring of lovely birthday messages.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got lots to talk about this hour, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is that number. The World Health Organization has just announced that routine non-essential oral health care should be delayed. The American Dental Association is up in arms about it. So we'll examine that controversy. 877-726-8255. And we've got lots of information to share with you, so stay with us this hour. Let's take a call now from Noreen in Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi,
Dr. Hoffman.
Hi. Thanks for waiting on the line for so long. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for always being an amazing resource. And we're just so grateful to have you.
Well, thank you. That's very gratifying. Appreciate it.
I have a question for you. You posted this week, and then you've also been speaking about on the show about the Zen by Nuvana. Mm-hmm. And that was for the vagal nerve stimulation.
Right.
I read a study that specifically looked at that as a application for AFib. And I have lone AFib. There's no seemingly reason why I have this, so I'm doing my best to be a detective here. And I wondered if you've seen that study and you had any opinion of whether that would be helpful for me.
Right. Yeah, I've seen this, I've seen information about using vagal nerve stimulation for atrial fibrillation, but I can't say it necessarily applies to a consumer device, which, is not necessarily specifically approved by the FDA for treatment of atrial fibrillation. It may be that what you're talking about is something different, that it's an implantable device, that it works deeper in the body or near the heart to deliver, or near the vagus nerve, where the vagus nerve travels in the chest, to deliver the kind of impulses that calm the heart down. I would say this is in principle, atrial fibrillation, gets worse, when you're in fight or flight mode, when your sympathetic nervous system is activated. And your heart rate slows and your rhythm can normalize, when you're in a relaxed parasympathetic state. So I would say that, it may be beneficial in certain instances, but it's not like a panacea or a cure-all for atrial fibrillation. I mean, there are electrical treatments that are used for atrial fibrillation, but that's quite different. It's called ablation, where they go in and they zap the nerves within the heart to change the electrical conduction pattern within the heart to correct atrial fibrillation. That, is an established treatment and can work. Whether the Zen by Nirvana is going to help atrial fibrillation, I can't really say that that's the case. You can get more information at nirvanalife.com about the Zen device. I like it. You know, I've personally used it, and I think it's very relaxing. And, may have a good impact on sleep, mood, we can all use help in reducing our fight or flight and changing it to, rest and relax with, devices that stimulate the vagal nerve. Nirvana is spelled N-E-U-V-A-N-A. The website is nirvanalife.com, and it's the Zen. And they're running a special from our website on that. Thanks for your call. All right. This is a real controversy here because a firestorm erupted when the World Health Organization, who, by the way, their reputation is a little bit up in the air, has released guidance on measures to be taken by dental health professionals to minimize the risk of COVID-19. And, a lot of people have been discouraged about going to the dentist for routine things like a checkup and a cleaning. And dutiful folks report in every 6 months. They think it's, essential to routine dental care. I've been remiss. I didn't go for a long time, and then I was intending to go, and then COVID-19 hit, and then we thought, well, maybe it's not such a great idea to crowd into a dental office and get up close and personal with a dentist. But the World Health Organization says that WHO recommends priority be given to urgent or emergency oral cases. But dental workers should avoid or minimize procedures that may generate aerosols. Well, it turns out that a lot of dental procedures create sprays and aerosols, which may increase the risk of transmission of COVID-19. And, they're not going to test every single patient who comes in, and a patient potentially could carry it. Hopefully the dental personnel are screened periodically to make sure they don't have it. There's a lot of voluntarism where people feel ill. They stay home instead of forcing themselves to go to work as dentists or technicians. And patients hopefully will have the wisdom to stay away from dental offices. But what the World Health Organization is saying is to delay routine non-essential oral health care. That means going for a checkup, dental cleaning, preventive care, and certainly also some aesthetic dental treatment. So what the dentists are doing is, when they do this stuff, where they kind of, sandblast away the surfaces of your teeth, and it's very effective. It really cleans your teeth nicely. They're now using manual scaling, which is less likely to send little aerosolized particles into the surrounding air supply. The ADA is not happy about this. Their argument is that there is no such thing as routine dental care. All dentistry is essential health care. And they're trying to get the word out to local public officials who will have an impact on restrictions in terms of going to dental offices to tell them that dental procedures are safe when proper precautions are exercised. And they say, using the term, quote, elective dental procedures implies oral health care is optional and diminishes the evidence validating that oral health is an integral component of overall health. And it is. Your mouth is the gateway to the body, and we know that periodontal disease puts you at higher risk for heart disease. It also even puts you at higher risk of Alzheimer's disease and other inflammatory conditions in the body. So keeping your teeth clean and getting proper dental care, even preventive dental care, is very important. But I dug up an article, and, dentists, cover your ears here, because, this is something that remains controversial. But this is what's called a Cochrane Laboratory evaluation of the effectiveness of routine scale and polish for periodontal health in adults. It came out in 2018. And what they're saying here, you know, you go in and you get your teeth cleaned, okay? And they use the scaling and they polish your teeth, you know, with various, they got their own magical substances that make your teeth feel clean and shiny. And they get in deep and they scrape the tartar off. And that seems like, you know, that's a good thing, right? That's going to prevent you from getting periodontal disease and gingivitis and ultimately save you from losing teeth. What they're saying here, this review examined evidence for effects of routine scale and polish treatment, the very kind of thing that the World Health Organization says, yeah, this is not the time to do it. 1,711 participants. The results were that the studies found little or no difference between regular planned scale and polish treatments compared with no scheduled scale and polish for the early signs of gum disease. There was a small reduction in calculus, otherwise known as tartar levels, but it was uncertain if this is important for patients in terms of their dental outcomes. So the individuals did say they felt that their teeth were cleaner than those who were scheduled to receive no treatment. However, there did not seem to be a difference between groups in terms of quality of life. So, look, I mean, this is not the last word on the effectiveness of routine dental hygiene measures, you know, the kind of thing that you get every 6 months when you go to the dentist, you get your teeth cleaned, you know, you dutifully show up. But, yeah, this the battle lines are drawn between the dental profession, which, by the way, suffering some real setbacks in terms of their business. A lot of dentists having trouble because they pay big overhead and they have employees and they have offices and rents and equipment that they lease. And the patients aren't showing up. They're scared to show up. And now World Health Organization encourages them not to show up unless they're experiencing a dental emergency. And it's a big mess. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we're going to take one of the calls that came in during the week. You can record a question anytime you like. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm having spine surgery, and the admonition from the anesthesiologist is that I stop taking all supplements, including minerals, and for 14 days before surgery. What do you think of that? Thank you.
Okay. Well, don't get me started, because I think that that is totally absurd, and it's almost medieval in its doctrinaire thinking about supplements. And what it represents is a complete lack of understanding of the impact of supplements on surgery, and the fact that there may be a couple of supplements that people are taking that could have a specific impact on bleeding, for example, or on anesthesia. And so instead of looking at the supplements individually and deciding what they do or don't do, the doctors just say, you know, I'm not even going to bother to, you know, this whole area of supplementation is so murky and it'd be so time consuming for me to spend the time to look at all these supplements that I'm just going to tell people not to take any supplements whatsoever, just in an abundance of caution, you know, which is, you know, kind of like saying, you know, during this COVID-19, you know, we should all stay home. And never emerge from. I mean, that would be, you know, the safest measure. We all stay home, don't go outside. You know, that would be the safest possible thing. But we have to weigh the benefits versus the drawbacks of the supplements. And many supplements are essential for wound healing and for immunity, and you know, can actually counteract some of the adverse effects of surgery. You know, for example, if you take antibiotics, you should be taking probiotics. So it's absurd. It really is absurd. You know, and I wrote an article about this a little while back. And, you know, even some of the supplements that now are associated with the highest risk of bleeding complications, you know, like fish oil. I'm just going to read, you know, the conclusions of a scientific review. Two studies have demonstrated that in spinal decompression and spinal arthrodesis fusion, which is specifically what this person's talking about, they're going to get spinal surgery, there is no difference in surgical bleeding when patients take fish oil. Another study revealed that omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acid supplement added to total parenteral nutrition after major abdominal surgery did not increase bleeding risk. And that's a very high dose omega-3. In a view of 19 clinical trials, no increase in bleeding events was observed. And lastly, in a large randomized blinded placebo-controlled trial examining the effect of fish oil in preventing post-cardiac surgical atrial fibrillation, no difference in clinical significance bleeding was found between the two groups. In fact, fewer blood products were administered to the patients who got the omega-3s. So, I tell some patients they're about to have surgery, maybe stop things that are potentially blood thinners like ginkgo biloba or garlic or high-dose vitamin E. You can take the amount of vitamin E that's found in a multi. That's not going to be a problem. Taking most of your supplements will be fine. And I have an article on this subject called Supplements for Surgery at drhoffman.com. It's one of the most popular of our articles. But man, does it get me steamed when I hear doctors to tell patients to completely stop everything you're taking prior to procedures, which really will demand that you be in tip-top shape and be supported with good nutrition. It just gets my blood boiling. 877-726-8255 is our number. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which play a central role in helping support optimal immune function. Micell Immune Plus, Vitamin C 1000 Plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Did you hear about this? This week it was announced that the Russians have a COVID-19 vaccine. The announcement was made on national television when the president, Vladimir Putin, said, quote, "I know that it works quite effectively, forms strong immunity, and I repeat, it has passed all the needed checks." In fact, to demonstrate the safety of the vaccine, he said that one of his daughters had been given the vaccine. Members of the Russian elite have reportedly also received doses of the vaccine since April of this year. This is a kind of a wackadoodle thing because, frankly, the Russians don't have that good a reputation for safety and full disclosure. Think Chernobyl. But they say that they've got a vaccine and it works and a lot of people are getting it or are being perhaps coerced to get it. The problem is, and there's a editorial on this in the BMJ, formerly the British Medical Journal, they say, if the vaccine is shown to be effective, then that would be significant. However, such studies will take many months to complete. It would be worrying if any vaccine was rolled out before such rigorous testing. But that doesn't appear to be the case at this stage. They also point out that without proper testing, researchers could miss something called antibody-dependent enhancement. That is a phenomenon where a vaccine is not protective enough to prevent the disease, but instead allows the virus to enter the body more easily and worsen the disease the vaccine is supposed to protect against, so it could backfire. Interestingly, are referring to the vaccine as Sputnik V. Yeah, I remember as a little kid, I remember this, one of my earliest memories is that I was getting ready for my 5th birthday party. It was 1957, and there were these excited news reports about that the Russians had beaten us into space. They'd launched the first satellite called the Sputnik. And this launched the space race, which ultimately we won. The Russians did not beat us in terms of space exploits and to the moon. A senior lecturer at the University of Sussex comments on the Russian Sputnik vaccine. He says, quote, "I would hope that other countries are not drawn into such pork barrel vaccine nationalism. The less that vaccine development looks like this, the better." And they say that decision making should be published, open to scrutiny, and free from flag waving. We should resist allowing vaccine development to be used as a measure of national scientific prowess. And clearly this is, it's a risky gambit by the Russians. And by the way, the Chinese, too, have a vaccine candidate. And generously, they have lent the vaccine to their neighboring country, Pakistan, so that Pakistanis can receive the vaccine. And I wonder if it's in like kind of like third world testing of an unsafe medical intervention on a poor population in a third world country by the Chinese. Because, maybe they'll test it on the Uyghurs who are in re-education camps. just test the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. There's the race to produce a vaccine, hopefully will yield an effective and safe vaccine eventually, but it may not yet be right for prime time. 877-726-8255 is our number. Are you suffering from frequent fatigue? Well, one of my favorite ways to address fatigue is with something called NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It's available in ProPax Gold. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. But let's say you have your favorite multi, and yet you still want to harness the power of NT-Factor. Well, there's Youthful Energy, the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you the unique energy support of pure, higher potency NT-Factor. I've been taking NT-Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose now. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their brand new user-friendly website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Let's take a call from this individual who recorded a question.
Hello, Dr. Hoff. This is Glenn from Malvern, Iowa. There was news this past week on Biogen and their clinical trials relating to their Alzheimer's product. Can you shed some light on that? What stage and what kind of success they've had, and when do you think it'll be available to the public? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there's continually news about new Alzheimer's breakthroughs, but these magic bullet treatments that are designed to dissolve amyloid or somehow prevent, some sort of immunological reaction targeting a very specific pathway in the brain fall short. And so a lot of companies, big companies have sort of abandoned their quest for an Alzheimer's cure, unfortunately, because it takes, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars in research and development, and then the trials are costly, and then they crash and burn. I think what you're referring to is clinical trials for a biotin treatment for Alzheimer's. That's a natural vitamin. And there, is evidence that biotin has anti-inflammatory effects in the brain. It's been used in the treatment of multiple sclerosis, but there have been some disappointments with that. In 2017, during a trial of high-dose biotin, and biotin's at very high doses. You don't just go out and buy a little, biotin at a health food store. The most you can get is maybe 5 milligrams. Here we're talking about 100 milligrams 3 times daily. So that has to be specially compounded by a compounding pharmacy, it's being developed as a new drug. And in 2020, the new drug yielded disappointing results in a trial in treatment of MS. So there's some indications that, there were glimmers of hope with biotin for MS. They were going to translate that to another inflammatory disease of the brain, which is Alzheimer's disease. And I'm not sure it's going to pan out. And I certainly don't think that this is going to be a product that you can access by taking a lot of vitamins from a health food store. And even if it does come to market, the question is, will it really be effective? And the more plausible way to deal with Alzheimer's is to target lifestyle. I mean, there's so much evidence that the use of certain nutraceuticals, things like DHA and resveratrol and alpha-lipoic acid and coenzyme Q10 and nicotinamide riboside, these things can be plausible bulwarks against Alzheimer's, but also lifestyle, exercise, a really clean diet, addressing the microbiome. These are much more readily available, low-tech and less expensive ways, less risky ways of preventing and treating, you know, this pandemic of dementia that we're going to be encountering in the 21st century. I mean, tens and tens and tens of millions of aging baby boomers will be suffering from Alzheimer's, according to projections. And we really have to do something to stem the tide. And the pharmaceutical industry is racing to develop solutions. But I don't think it's going to come up, you know, from the drug side. I think it's going to come more from the lifestyle side. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're just talking about breakthrough treatments for Alzheimer's. Here's an article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that underscores the importance of diet for prevention of Alzheimer's. It's a big study entitled Long-Term Dietary Flavonoid Intake and the Risk of Alzheimer's Disease in the Framingham Offspring Cohort. Framingham study, largest of its kind, launched in, the 1960s, looking at the relationship between various habits and diet and cardiovascular endpoints. Well, they have a lot of data on these people, and they looked at the intake of specifically flavonoids and the risk of Alzheimer's disease. They turned their attention from heart disease to Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. And what they found is the higher the score of dietary flavonoids, the lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And the food items that came up again and again were things like red wine and oranges and grapefruit, apples and pears and strawberries, but also tea. Tea is a rich source of dietary flavonoids. So these things can be preventive. They also looked at the use of dietary supplements that are rich in flavonoids. You know, for example, vitamin C can be combined with bioflavonoids, and that can be a supplemental source of flavonoids. There are also various polyphenols that you can get from green tea supplements. You can get polyphenols from things like pycnogenol and from grapeseed. These are some of the things that can help us form a bulwark against the Alzheimer's disease and dementia that so far has eluded conventional treatment and may do so for a while. And speaking of natural treatments, here's one that I think is the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements. It's a brand new all-natural daily preventive against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. You heard me talk to Gina Haney last hour, founder of Future Farm Botanicals, by the way, spelled P-H-A-R-M, to play on words. Black for Health liquid extract combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, which is Nigella sativa I'm particularly excited about, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. 888-841-7216. That's myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. And from now until September 15th, special offer, buy one bottle of Black for Health and get one bottle of elderberry with zinc and echinacea half off. Those are great companion nutrients for resilience and resistance. At myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Check it out. Okay, this item, or actually, let's take a call. Well, let's take a call that was recorded at 877-726-8255.
How do I request a blood test that incorporates the virus antibody test and includes the T1 cell analysis? The current test I just got shows positive for antibodies, but that's all. I know I have to repeat that test to confirm it, but what about the T1 cells? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, this testing thing is kind of a dilemma because antibody tests can be inaccurate. So it is likely that you have been exposed to COVID-19, but there may be some cross reactivity from other previous coronaviruses depending on the test. I recently did the test hoping that I may have already acquired immunity, and no, I tested negative on the antibody test. I'm not sure what you're referring to when you talk about the T1 test. It sounds like you're talking about a type of T cell. And there is this thing called TH1 versus TH2. And it's kind of like a seesaw. And it really, you want your TH1 to be in balance with your TH2 because too much TH1 activity may lead to autoimmunity and, you know, a risk of inflammatory disorders, the body turning against itself, and potentially a downward spiral if you were to get COVID-19, although you do show antibodies, so it's less likely. TH2, excess TH2 may lead to allergies and asthma. And currently, there's not a simple test that yields that. I mean, you can get profiles on your helper and suppressor T cells. I measure those in patients where we're concerned about immunity. You can also get your immunoglobulins checked, IgG and IgG subsets 1 through 4, to determine if you have a competent immune system. You kind of take a snapshot of your immune system. You might throw in natural killer cells, NK cells, to see if you have a competent immune defense. But so far, I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about with the T1. What's interesting is that there is a type of T cell that may confer immunity against COVID-19 even when your antibodies are negative. So they say, don't worry, if you don't have antibodies, you may still have some degree or full resistance to COVID-19 because of something that's not measured when you measure your antibodies, that's something that's in your T cells, which is a different arm of your immune system. So not sure what you mean there, but, you know, congratulations on having a positive antibody test that confers at least some protection against getting it. This item I'll conclude with. Mexico State bans sale of sugary drinks and junk food to children. It sounds draconian, but a Mexican state called Oaxaca It's spelled O-X-A-A-C-A, not Oaxaca. It's Oaxaca. Has enacted measures to stem the tide of obesity in Mexico, particularly in view of the fact that obesity is a risk factor for COVID-19. It's a drastic step, but the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca has banned the sale of sugary drinks and high-calorie snack foods to children. And I say that is, look, can't happen here because America, a freedom-loving country, and government edicts are things that citizens resist. But, man, it would be really good if we could curtail the intake of all these harmful substances by our kids in the U.S. Not sure if a government edict is the way to go. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us for today's program. Lots of great calls, lots of good information shared. You can call 877-726-8255 throughout the week and record a question. Check out our website at drhoffman.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Download all our great podcasts and subscribe to our newsletter so that you can become an even more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Be safe, do the right thing, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Intelligent Medicine.